Hi, everyone, and welcome to Advisor Edge, the GVA Way, a podcast series created for financial advisors navigating the complexities of transitioning from a traditional firm or considering branching out independently for the first time. This podcast will deliver clarity and expertise by answering common questions and guiding you through the services and support GVA provides during the transition process. From establishing your brand to building a client base and managing compliance, we'll provide the insights and resources you need to thrive in your new venture. GVA is a full-service, technology-driven RIA. We are 170 advisors strong across 18 states. We provide asset management, compliance, billing, compensation, insurance, brokerage, 401k services, technology, and more to our advisors. And everything we do is scalable for us and you as we place technology in the forefront. Perhaps what we hold to the highest regard is our dedication to the end user, our clients. We like to say we are a family of like-minded individuals who hold our clients' financial interests above our own. Thank you for joining us and welcome to the GVA Way. Welcome to episode number 13 of the GVA Way podcast. I'm James Spinelli, founder and CEO of Great Valley Advisor Group. And today we have Leif Briel, who is the founder and president of Endeavor Financial Planning and Wealth Management. And he's joining me here at the Union League of Philadelphia, right off of Broad Street, where just a couple weeks ago it was a little chaotic down here after the big Super Bowl win.
Pretty wild,
absolutely wild. So Leif, today we wanted to really dial in on how you went about starting your business, what made you make that decision, and really just learn more about you.
Sure.
And Endeavor.
Yeah. Thanks, James. Thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure. It's fun being out in Philly. I was out here, I was telling you, maybe 35 years ago or so. So yeah. Fun to be back. But, you know, I got my start with a major insurance broker dealer. And, you know, they promised me in the interview that you're a financial advisor.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm grateful for the company. I got my start. I brought in a clientele, a book of business. But largely the goal, the mission of that company is sell their insurance products.
Yes.
And over a 15-year span, or just under, it became abundantly clear to me that my mission, my values did not align. Their number one goal is move their product, mine is to serve my client, or my clients. And all their systems, the culture, everything is designed to move that product. So it became a matter of when, not if. It's a tough decision. I still have friends over there that it's just a lot of inertia to move your business. But my goal all along was to run my own business, have my own brand, have something that has lasting power.
Absolutely.
My great-grandfather was in the business. He founded Lutheran Brotherhood back in the day.
No way.
Just now thriving.
Okay, wow.
And I found that out at 1 year in the business. I'm like, wow, this is pretty cool. That's something I want to do. I mean, talk about a legacy.
Yep.
But when you're trying to share your vision and your mission with clients and it doesn't align with the broker dealer that you're associated with, it's hard. So ultimately, I had to break away. And this has just been, the last year of my life has been the most exciting year. No offense, Chelsea, my wife. Outside of getting married and having kids, I mean, the last year has been unbelievable.
Yeah.
Really being able to take whatever direction I wanted to. We're very client focused. The name is Endeavor. What's my endeavor and what's the client's endeavor?
Sure.
What does retirement look like? What are you trying to accomplish? We're here to help you make that happen. And we don't have limitations in what tools, what type of planning options they have available.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that's one of the biggest drivers when you jump into the independent space, right? There's a lot out there, right? You look at the fintech maps, you look at the access to products and to the different, you know, investment opportunities that you have now as a business owner, right? Let's not forget you're now a business owner. Mm-hmm. It's a lot, right? And so at GVA, we have the two affiliation models, whether you're hybrid or RA only, which the path you chose was hybrid. Mm-hmm. We had a long conversation around that.
Yep.
And then you have the three paths that are the guided advisor, which is Endeavor, integrated, where you'd plug into another office, and then the profit and partner, where, you know, more of the succession, sell, maybe service those clients still. So when you picked the guided advisor, you said, hey, I want to build my business. I want to structure it this specific way with one goal in mind, the clients, right? And
right.
And that is still true today. You've seen very good growth. I think you will continue to see growth. But what are some things that you would say were like pain points along the way that you're still learning, right? You're still early on in this growth
for the firm.
So this endeavor.
Right?
You know, what's interesting, I don't have a lot of negative, I wouldn't say pain points. I did a good job of talking with people who had made a similar leap early on.
That's a good point.
I set my expectations. You're going to lose some clients that will surprise you. You're going to gain some clients that didn't work with you before. So I came in, I think, with my eyes wide open to the challenges, the risks of it. But what happened that I did not see coming is the whole operational side of it, creating my own brand, picking out office space, attracting employees. It was an area where I thought I lacked in at the old firm, to the point where I started sharing staff with another advisor. I thought I was this was a weak point for me. And over the last year, I found that it's actually a strength of mine. And the reason is, I think people are attracted. You're gonna find people who are actually attracted to your vision, versus before I was trying to sell myself through someone else's vision.
Yes.
And so I was attracting people, I think, that wanted to be a part of this bigger company and not necessarily me. And the team that we built out in a matter of a year is the strongest people that I've had. The biggest blessing so far is people are along for this endeavor. Yeah. They want to be along for the ride and they want to build something special, and we're on our way, hopefully. Absolutely. It keeps going.
Yep. And the talent is a big piece of that, right? I mean, you want to bring in good talent. I think you want to have people that share in that vision. Like, mm-hmm. You hit the nail on the head with that. And so do you find yourself attracting maybe different clients or different individuals that are saying to themselves, you know what? Life made the decision to go do this. He wanted to build his brand. He wanted to build his company. And they kind of connect with that concept as well. What are your thoughts
Absolutely.
Around that?
Yeah. Well, it's been fun working. I enjoy working with business owners.
Yeah.
It resonates. I see them build something from the ground up, from coming up with a name. And we just got together with a client last week. They've got three facilities now. They do tinting and wraps for high-end cars.
Cool.
So they work
that?
With all the pro athletes in town. We're in the Twin Cities in Minnesota. So
yeah.
Company's called Tint Pros. If anybody's out in the Twin Cities, they do a wonderful job. But to see what they've built in a matter of under a decade is just so much fun to see. And we're trying to do the same thing.
Yeah.
But again, coming from the big broker dealer, you just don't, it's almost as if my mind was just narrowed. I heard no too often. And with GVA and with the independent space, it's yes.
Absolutely.
And maybe you guys don't even know how to do something that I'm looking for, but it's, hey, we'll figure this out together.
Absolutely.
That's just been a blessing.
Yeah, and I think that's a big piece of kind of the puzzle as you continue forward with what you're trying to build out and what you've put in place now. And so the groundwork is laid. Other areas that you're going to focus in on as a financial advisor, so and as a business owner, becomes a really important piece of that conversation, no doubt about it, right? So I know that we've had conversations around acquiring other practices, mm-hmm. right? And you want to make sure that when you acquire that practice, it's a good fit.
Absolutely.
Right? And one of the big things that comes with that is maybe the possibility of working with another financial advisor. Do they share in that vision? And so as you have those conversations, as you continue to move forward, it is a very exciting time for Endeavor. Mm-hmm. And it is a very exciting time for Life Real as he continues
Absolutely.
To build this out.
Yeah. Just so much more opportunity.
Yeah.
I like growing organically. I love working with our clients and getting to know people. They're some of my best friends now.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit of a grind over a certain amount of time. And you know, any professional can probably attest to this. Every so often, you have to kind of reinvent yourself, do something different, regain that energy. And every other area that I wanted to explore, I always ran into a wall. Like, we don't do that this way.
Yeah.
You have to build this organically. Here's how you have to client build. And I was successful doing that, but I just didn't want to do that anymore. And I didn't want to hear no anymore. Yeah. We'd like to grow through M&A. I mean, you can grow exponentially that way. It's just exciting. And to have another advisor come on that built a successful business over 3 or 4 decades, I can learn a lot from that.
You can learn a ton, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's one of the biggest things about the M&A space. And maybe they have some really good talent as well that they're
for
looking
sure.
for that next step in their career. And they're going to look at what you've built and say, hey, he's got his act together.
Absolutely.
That's a really, really good thing. So we obviously brought you to Philadelphia for our Philly Forum, which is the investment symposium, which is our first time ever doing that at the Uni League, and we're happy to be able to do that. You hear the car honks in the background as we're outside of Broad Street here. But outside of building Endeavor and, you know, working with your clients, tell us a little bit more about like what you like to do. What drives you? What are some of the things that you're interested in?
Yeah, I'm an outdoors guy.
Okay.
I come from Minnesota. I mentioned my great-grandfather before. He bought a large piece of land up in the Boundary Waters.
Yeah.
You familiar?
I'm not familiar.
Yeah, they call it Boundary Waters Canoe Area, BWCA. It's a big, huge national park in northern Minnesota. And he built what's called the Gunflint Trail today, which leads up to, it's the major artery to the Boundary Waters area. And that was three generations ago. And so we still have a plot of land there. And I'd like to create a similar sort of legacy,
yeah,
where it's not just monetary, but you have a place to go where our extended family, we have probably 150 descendants from him,
wow,
that still go up there and call that home.
Okay.
So outdoors, big outdoorsman. I love sports, love to golf, athletics, I'm trying to get my kids going in it now. My daughter's a big dancer. I've got three kids. Yep. They're all in that hyperactivity phase, so that's keeping me busy too. But
I'm with you.
A lot of fun.
That's great. Well, Life, it was great having you today here on the GVA Way, and we look forward to having you in Philadelphia here at the
Appreciate
GVA.
It.
Yeah, thanks,
thank
James.
You.
Thank you.
The opinions voiced in this podcast are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which strategies or investments may be suitable for you, consult the appropriate qualified professional prior to making a decision.